Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what dear you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone got a spaghetti now. Makes through me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them are spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Me just a do it like Nike.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, Grand Bahama News, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, and Percy's Island Games.
You can't see the star to the tint up. Plus me and the Cuban are linked up. Rose gold for the Cuban link tough. How much I stress a her and me ring so. From what day you may find out, certain people don't like me.
The Monday, October 16th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. on this much-to-do Monday. We can open up the lines in short order. I got a shout-out to Abaco. Roscoe Thompson is traveling today, so we won't hear from Roscoe today, but he'll be back in full force next Monday. Or if I could catch up with Roscoe by the end of the week, you never know. We might have him on. But definitely next Monday for sure. And big up to Abaco as always. And we will continue to voice your concerns, Abaco, until you get to back to being the Abaco that we all know, bigger and better. So we're going to open it up in short order. Lots to talk about, but like I say, happy Monday to everybody. And yeah, in the sports, boy, we got lots to talk about in the sports too, boy. My, what a difference a week makes, eh? My God. Yeah. Mr. Producer, before I go on, I want to know, everything copacetic? Everything good with you? I mean, last week, it's on top of the world. This week, boy, dog eats your lunch. Going to Cleveland, they bite you in the bunkie. Boy, I tell you. But you ain't the only one. Them shingles out there, we can talk to them later on, too. They're lucky we're talking about Shingle Shane in the face hour, because you know, them shingles we're talking about in the second hour. All right. Little FYI for you, though, because I like to keep you in the know and get you where you want to go. All right? And here's how you chime in as we open up the lines. 323-6232. 325-4316. 325-4259 in New Providence. Family Islands, toll free, 242-300-5720. 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969. BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. For fresh news, smart talk all day. Right here, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. All right. Let's get into the headliners. Who's West making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. New arrivals in stock right now. Both locations, top of the hill, Mackey Street, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza. Both locations available for you, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Check them out online, finethreads.com. Do your shopping online, then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. But new arrivals in stock, so be sure to check them out. Casual, formal, new line of suits in there as well, all right? Blazers and all the accessories to go along with, so be sure to check them out. All right, here's what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views in Madison's 1844. First thing I see, Gibson, I am the people's choice. Former minister intensifies efforts to win PLP nomination. I am the people's choice. Okay. Which set of people, Mr. Gibson? Because I know you got your peoples. I know you got your peoples. But I'm hearing there's some other set of peoples within the PLP that don't like your peoples. and say that you ain't the people's choice. But I can say one thing. Mr. Gibson is obviously genuine on returning to frontline politics and to service. And obviously he has his supporters. So we'll see what kind of pressure is going to be applied to the leadership of the PRP in this regard, especially the chairmanship. You know, Mr. Mitchell wears many hats. Sometimes wears too many hats, if you ask me. So let's see exactly where this goes. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty, what's happening?
What's happening?
I want to know which people he have, though. I wonder if he have people from Nassau. You said supporters. Supporters from where?
No. I said we all know he have his peoples. And there's other set of peoples within the PLP that, you know, say that he ain't the people's choice. So we're going to see where this go.
That brother need to go sit down, man.
And
need to go rest yourself.
I mean, you know, obviously, it's a strong want by Mr. Gibson to return to frontline politics. I would like to know why.
For real.
Because he was in Golden Gates. That didn't work out. Then he was down in Michael. Now, Lord bless the dead, Mr. Gibson ain't dead 24 hours. He's there. So,
this is what I'm saying.
What's
if
really
he was
going
the
on?
People's choice, why he get voted out of Golden Gates? If he was the people's choice.
That's a very good question.
If he was the people's choice, I could understand if he was the people's choice, he won in Golden Gates and then decided to go and West End and Bimini.
Right.
But it's obvious he's not the people's choice because he lost in Golden Gates. So how could he say big front line, he's the people's choice? Where'd I come from?
You know, politics will make you say funny things on a campaign trail, you know.
Yeah, for real.
I always say you gotta listen keenly to somebody who wears a golf shirt with a T-shirt over it. You know what I mean?
People's choice, my foot. All right, Nani, how you going?
I'll talk to you in 5 o'clock. You and Pearlie got to talk. Y'all Dolphins did well on the weekend. But some people would say, you know, the first go-round or the second go-round, you know, allegedly, you know, some say that allegedly Mr. Gibson served himself more than anybody else. So what, this the third time you want to make up for it? This is the redo? Is it the people's time this go-round? Oh, God. All right, but apparently, you know, he's intensified his efforts to win the PLP nomination. Speaking of the same by-election, FNM to contest by-election, Free National Movement leader Michael Pintard said yesterday the party will contest the West Grand Bahama and Bimini by-election, but has not yet settled on a candidate. Ahead of the final two critical meetings, the party is confirming that it will be offering a candidate. And after we've had those meetings, we're going to release the fulsome statement laying out the case as to why. He said there will be a party leadership and executive committee meeting in this regard. So let's see who the FNM puts forward. We know who the COI puts forward, the newest resident of Grand Bahama, Mr. Lincoln Bain. And if you look at the videos circulated on social media, he had a gathering. And it clearly was just supporters. Opening up that constituency office. So, has he taken my challenge? He didn't even need my 400. It's cool. You know? I'll donate that to charity. But at the end of the day, now it's time for him to really actually put his money where his mouth is. And like the caller said in reference to Mr. Gibson and Golden Gates, he was rejected there the last go-round. Mr. Vane's been rejected in Pinewood every lap. And Pinewood, I hope you heard what he said on the video, you know. Fate would have me run in West End and Grand Bahama and Bimini. But when I become the leader of this country, I will take care of Pinewood. Anyway, that should tell you all something. All right, let's check the text lines. Naughty, how much would you pay to watch this campaign? You obviously, are you talking about the campaign for the by-election? That could be a pay-per-view event, especially with Shane carrying on out the gate. And you know, Lion Lincoln will always make it interesting. Naughty, who you pulling for? I think Shane will get the nomination. I bet a 3-piece chicken from KFC Original. if you just want the three-piece from KFC, ask me for it. Don't try betting me in a lopsided bet, because that's where it looks like it's leaning right now. Naughty Lincoln will get 2 votes, $400 deposit gone. He may as well have taken out $400, but $200 on the light belt and another $200 on betting on the Dolphins. Boy, mind y'all associating the Dolphins doing good. You ain't want that whammy coming y'all Dolphins now. Y'all start losing, don't blame me, you know. Careful. PLP is invited to apply for nomination. The Secretary General of the Progressive Liberal Party yesterday announced that the PLP is accepting applications for possible nominees to contest the by-election schedule for the way. So obviously, Mr. Gibson is answering the heat of the party. He was invited to apply, so he's applying. What's the big deal? Whose feathers is he ruffling? Whose horse in the race is he now overshadowing? That's the real question. Because you know politics breeds strange bedfellows. Wow. Wow. Now this survey done by one of the media houses here locally seems to say that Mr. Gibson is not wanted in Grand Bahama and Bimini. It's according to Eyewitness News. Cha-Chin Gibson received the PLP's nomination for the upcoming West Grand Bahama and Bimini by-election. 80% no, 20% yes. Wow. And that media house has always been friendly to this administration. So that speaks volumes. Like the kids say nowadays, what's really going on? What's going on? Texter, I got you covered. The normal receptionist is on vacation, so probably there was a little confusion, but it's right there, okay? Trust me. You're one of my Hall of Fame winners. We all know you. It's all good. You straight. And I appreciate you asking about Pops, too. He's doing quite well, talking mad smack about the Dolphins winning and everybody else losing. I had to remind him my Cowboys did not play yet, so don't put me in that. What else is going on? Mitchell, there's only one PLP leader at a time. Though calling no names, Progressive Liberal Party Chairman Fred Mitchell said in his latest voice note that there is only one PLP leader. Mitchell's voice note came a couple days after former Prime Minister Perry Christie expressed disagreement with the position previously announced by Mitchell. Now, hold on. That's not infighting right there. But I'll be honest with you. Oftentimes, Mr. Mitchell, you just carry on like you was the actual leader of the PLP party yourself. With a lot of your decisions and maneuvers. Let's be honest. So, you know, I find that mighty ironic. You tell him Mr. Christie there's one leader at a time. He was actually the leader. Not in his mind, but actually the leader. Okay? So, I don't think that's something you'll ever become as Prime Minister of this country. You need to give up that ghost, Mr. Mitchell. Focus on what you can do right now to help this country. All right. What else we got? PM meets the Pope. Yeah, boy, I tell you. I'm just going to say the PM meets the Pope. Now, if you want to know, like, the comedian side of this, check me at Jokers or check me on Facebook. Naughty Got Jokes, because I ain't touching it here, but trust me, there's some jokes right there. And some ironies, too. Oh, Lord. So, let's get to the first break, Mr. Producer. On the flip side of the break, we're wrapping up the headliners right now, all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. Flip side of the break, we'll get into the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. We'll check out the global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less, all brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And we'll get into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break, and the lines will continue to be open on this Monday edition of Talking Heads, the Monday, October 16th edition of Talking Heads, which continues right after this.
On this, our 50th Jubilee, we continue to celebrate 50 years of a small country that continues to do big things. This year at Character Day, we celebrate people who have love for country, those that protect and nurture our environment, those who are dedicated and provide care and hope, and those that continue to inspire through challenges and hard times. Help us to celebrate 50 people just like these. Until September 30th, log on to CharacterDayBahamas.org and nominate your hidden hero today as we spread the power of love.
Wherever you are in the world, Cleveland Clinic's world-class care is here for you. From Ohio to Florida to London, Cleveland Clinic treats thousands of patients every year, ranked number 2 in the world by Newsweek. You can trust our caregivers to enhance your experience across each step of your treatment journey. For every care in the world, learn more at clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles. We cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Seafood is back at KFC. Come aboard for tender southern fried fish fillets or crispy shrimp, all served up with KFC's signature boom boom sauce. For a limited time, enjoy our 9-piece shrimp platter, a 5-piece shrimp and fish combo, or treat yourself to a 3-piece shrimp and chicken combo. KFC has something for every seafood lover. So catch a wave to KFC today. Seafood at KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We're back at you on the Monday, October 16th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy, Nordy, and your company right up until 6 p.m. as we slide into the buzz. Chime in and let me know what you buzzing on today. All brought to you, of course, by John's Shoes. And don't forget, John's reminds you new arrivals every Monday, ladies. Wide selection of footwear, men, women, and children, casual, formal, and athletic. Workwear, fast fashion is available for you as well. And don't forget, they have small home appliances and cookware available for you as well. So be sure to check them out on all of that, as well as Chef Work. Chef Wear, the most respected global culinary brand. John's carries chef jackets, chef pants, aprons, and hats, all designed to keep culinary professionals cool and comfortable. John's is also now carrying chef knife sets by Mercer Culinary Tools that make a better chef. All right, all of this is available for you at John's Careware, Rosetta Street, and Carmichael, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday, on both of those locations. All right, let's check out what everybody's buzzing on right now. And it seems to be this whole Shane Gibson scenario and the nomination for the West End and Bimini seat. Nordy, how far do you think this power struggle within the PLP will go? Because Perry still has some pull, you know. That's why I was laughing at it just now. I think they're going to roll up their sleeves and have a good box out in this one. Shane has his supporters, including, obviously, the former Prime Minister, Mr. Perry Christie. Mr. Mitchell has his supporters. He got his crew. And obviously, they're going to meet at the OK Corral to settle this. But obviously, Mr. Gibson isn't going away. And when he sets his mind on something and he wants something, he goes hard for it. You're not forgetting them voice notes. I don't know, this is Shane. Anyway. Just look at it. The ish about to hit the fan within the PLP. The texts are going off right now. The infighting is crazy. Nor do you ask the PLP why they're firing and moving people out of the parliamentary office in Grand Bahama and replacing them with people out of Nassau. Naughty, they've started already. All I can say, Texas, the more things change, the more they stay the same. I scratched my head on that. Yes, that's a huge red flag. Again, for democracy. Democracy better pop their head up and say, hold on, there's a red flag here. Naughty, Fred and Brave don't want Shane. Due to Shane has bigger plans. Well, text away the bigger plans since you know all of that, what's going on. Tell me more. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Naughty by nature. We can't hate you. You're just naughty by nature.
What's going on, Ghetto News Network? What you got for me today? What you buzzing on?
If I tell you what's happening in the Ghetto News Network, Naughty, you just might talk it.
But that's you my see? Job.
Okay, okay, good, good, good. Very good answer. That's it. I have a thing I'm to say first, and then I'll respond to the Shane Gibson to do. They said, "Now, do you remember COVID, right? When we was in the height of COVID."
Correct.
You remember we had some nurses when everybody was running and broken off, running and locking down and damn. We had some nurses that volunteered, to go on the front
right,
line.
Right, on the front line and work through the pandemic.
COVID, right?
Correct.
The then government promised those nurses, I think it was...
And we lost some of them nurses in the fight, too, COVID.
Huh?
And we lost some of them brave nurses to the fight.
Yes, we did.
In the fight against COVID.
Do you know, up to the day, Naughty, when them nurses haven't been paid a dollar?
Now, not that I don't take your word for it or believe you do your due diligence, but has there been documented proof that they haven't been paid to this point?
I was talking to two of them today. They was telling me themselves, young nurses, they could have lost their lives just like anybody else. And they say when they went to find out what was going on, say the person at PAJ or whatever it was, tell them, say, you gotta bring me proof.
Okay, so for my sake, there are allegations swirling now that these brave nurses haven't been paid, and that's going on 2 years since the pandemic?
Yep. They haven't been paid a dollar. Several of them.
Well, I would strongly suggest to those nurses, if that is the case, that they hire a very good lawyer and seek compensation.
I totally agree with you, but I told a man, Dr. Daval, did you hear about this? He needs to do something.
Now, listen, I can be honest with you. You know, now you see why I've been calling him shaky? You see the Ministry of Grand Bahama with the shambles he left that in? When I saw him appointed Minister of Health, I cringed. I won't lie to you.
Uh-huh.
I cringed because I was like, oh, God, if health go the route of Grand Bahama, we are all doomed.
See, Naughty, the
and the loss of some friends later unnecessarily, I still shake my head and say, why?
Yeah, Naughty, see, the bad thing about it is, right, let's go forward. Let's just say we break out with another pandemic or something of the sort.
Correct.
What do they expect those nurses who haven't been paid and some discouraged ones to do? See, I don't condone that bunch of foolishness, man. Those nurses, up to the day, some of them still crying. They ain't get paid. They risk their life. But anyway, I give you a little thing. Shane Gibson is my boy. Right, I work with Shane with the BTC. Brave Davis, be careful. Your red carpet might slide from under you. We heard it first on Naughty Show, I think it was last week. Shane Gibson pulled the rug from under Keith Archer, then president. Him and Miss Idina Burris took it. Idina took him for a second in command. Shane turned around. Pull the rug from under Idina Burris. When he was seeking his political thing up, the second in command, Bernard Evans.
Are you saying somebody is about to get the rug pulled on them again this go around?
Pull the rug from under Bernard Evans and pretty boy, Fakidia. Brave Davis, take heed.
Ghetto, you're talking too much. I got other callers on the line. Let me go, but
yeah,
boy, that's a hot one
okay.
You leave me with today. Call me tomorrow. Yeah. Let's pick this up tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
I want to see if the carpet's still leaving here by the time I reach the way. Let's go to the next call. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Marty, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. For my reference to the gentleman who made a complaint about the license and not being paid.
Okay.
Would you say to him was they should hire a lawyer?
If I said if that were the case, and they haven't been, because I don't know, not that I'm saying he's incorrect, but, you know, when it comes to that, you know, right now it's hearsay. If there's documented proof, then that would allow me to speak more freely on it. But if there are allegations that are swirling that they haven't been compensated, what I said was if they haven't been, if it is the case, then they should hire a lawyer and take out a...
They should hire a lawyer. Who you think would be their lawyer?
Oh, wow. Don't put me in that.
But on a serious note, that's what you pay your union dues for representation, right?
No, exactly.
Why would you need to hire a lawyer and you have the union? Who you pay your
monthly dues? One second. I didn't know if they were unionized nurses or not.
No, definitely they are.
Okay, well, that's another nurses, element.
They have a union.
Mm-hmm. Now you see why I say I need to do my due diligence, so I can use the word allegedly. But you're going, so you're saying that the representation, because mm-hmm. they're union members, should automatically kick in.
That's exactly what the union president herself
so
made
me,
one of them
let me,
who worked during COVID.
Let me push the envelope a little more. So am I gathering correctly now that no representation is kicked in to get these nurses' assistance?
Apparently not.
To get compensated?
Yeah, that's all I called for.
Thank you, though. I can make some calls myself, though. I appreciate you pointing me in the right direction.
Did you watch Lincoln Live today?
No, I don't watch Lion Lincoln. I don't watch that slander and that libeler. No, sir. If I want to listen to BS, let me watch wrestling where I'm better entertained. You know what I mean?
I just so fine would watch it.
No, Pine, listen, you all are making a mistake. Pine would abandon him in 3 straight elections.
Oh, sorry.
They didn't want no part of him. So there ain't no love affair to lose. But like I already said on the live, when he becomes the leader of the nation, he can fix Pinewood. So like Minna say, next time for the poor, next time for Pinewood, according to Lincoln, he live in Grand Bahama now, right? Anyway, have a good one. Thanks so much. Let's get to the next call. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. What you buzzing on today?
Yeah, what's going on, Naughty?
52, what's good, my brother?
Yeah, well, you know, the caller before the lady, that's Stopper. That's the boy who's called Stopper, right? You know, Stopper.
Well, that's ghetto news, but you all call him Stopper. That's fine.
Yeah, but Stopper always, I like Stopper, you know. Stopper is paying the real reality, man. I got to big him up for that. And so I just like to say that, according to what Stopper's saying, once you neglect the nurses, them, and all the doctors, them, et cetera, you know, you actually, financially, and however you make them feel disenfranchised over there, however you're making them feel unimportant, when they are very important, to me, it interfaces with endangering the lives of Bahamians. You see what I'm saying, Naughty?
Yeah, you sure.
I paint a real picture. I don't have time to paint a false picture to subterfuge the public. And so Stopper frightened me when he mentioned with another plandemic. Because, you know, they're always planning. They're always in the war room, you know, the WHO, with that fool, Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus, who is a puppet for Mr. Gates and the foundation. I mean, listen here. Let me just get on with what I really want to say at home now. What happened is now, I was speaking with some people in Freeport who know what's going on. And so, you know, I'm very ignorant in this paradigm. But what I learned is that the Parliamentary Register Office, right, is being they replaced some hierarchy and replacing them with some 52-week workers or whatever and replaced with a lady. I don't know who all is politically affiliated with the ruling party right now.
Right, but I have some rumblings.
In a country as small as ours, right, with the amount of political fanatics that we have, right, and the close-knittedness of the social ecosystem, I was trying to find out, and I was surprised because the person who told me this is well-learned. I don't need to call any name. I don't want to, but there's no oversight in all these. Like, you're like in a first-world country when you have elections, et cetera, and you want to authenticate the statistics given. There's no oversight, like, from an independent body saying that we have so much political affiliated people here. How could we trust anything that they say to us? Why don't we? There's not an independent oversight committee or watchdog system. You know, I mean, America is trying to be the world police and say,
yeah,
they,
and we imitate a lot from America,
the
but not that. No but, Freedom of Information Act, no.
Yeah, but you need a camera in. Hey, no, you need a camera in the box. You need a camera in their hands.
Yeah,
the other day it was. who they, you know, the story of someone got caught with the 30,000 ballots or whatever. You remember that story a long time ago?
Yeah, man, I remember that.
Why, you know, and listen to me, Naughty. This is why I like Seattle, you know. And I really got to big up Seattle because this is the reason why they don't really want to implement the digital system. Because it will overcome all of this BS.
There's too much paper trails and too many checks and balances for the digital system. Why do you think when they tried to make road traffic and immigration and other places, the computers mysteriously didn't work?
Even that you listen to me. With the digitalization, you would be able to discover the fraud pre and post.
And that's the problem.
Yeah, so it's a problem. So I just would like the public to know that. So, you know, me personally, I'm not going to be surprised as to anything would happen. But, you know, nobody's to be trusted. I don't have time to waste and talk with Dr. Dabble. Dr. Jack Kevorkian is doing a better job than him. And you know Dr. Jack Kevorkian, right?
Yeah, he dead.
He's known as the doctor up there.
Yeah, but he's dead himself.
Yeah, man.
Hey, call back 5 o'clock, though. 52. We got plenty of football to talk about. Plenty cut skin give out yesterday. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads. I guess they'll call back. Let me check the text lines. Naughty, pay $400 for Lincoln, as promised. Listen, I offered it. It was never accepted. I was told my money wasn't good enough by one of his minions, and he's running, so that's cool. I'll either spend that $400 on myself or donate it to charity. But at the end of the day, now we get to see him put his money where his mouth is. That's what I want to see. Now let's kick back and lay back in the cut and watch. Naughty, to further add to the caller about the nurses being paid, have Minister Glover paid any of those unions she approved raises yet? Oh, here's the next one right here. That's a good one. This helps a lot. Naughty, if Shane gets the candidate for West End and wins, he will run for leader of the PLP at convention and be a problem. When I said that jokingly last week, boy, I thought I was just joking. I just thought I had on my comedian hat, but boy, great minds, eh, Dexter? Wow. All right. It's obvious what you're buzzing on, and it is the global woman. I mean, it is the buzz brought to you by John Shoes. We're sliding out of that right now and getting in to the global woman. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. Phone line's still open, so still chime on in. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And don't forget, man, tomorrow is Tuesday. It's all about Crazy Tuesday. If you're hungry for deals, 5 pieces of chicken for $10. 2 thighs, 2 legs, 1 wing, original, spicy, barbecue, or mixed. Go get your KFC on. Let them do the cooking for you. It's always finger-licking good. And remember, every time you make a purchase at KFC, donate to Sister to Sister Breast Cancer, and especially with the buckets. Donate when you get a bucket. Bucket of Hope. All right, Buckets for Hope all month long. Proceeds will go to Sister Breast Cancer group, all right? And that's a great group. I fully in support and endorse. All right, let's check out the woman. We're heating up the planet, like I said, in 60 seconds. The last all brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And where do we start? All right. Let me get to where it's good. All right, Suzanne Summer 3's company, Step by Step, has died of breast cancer. She was 76. Chrissy, off of Three's Company. And I think that whole cast has passed away now. Jack, Janet, and Chrissy, I think all have passed. I got to double check that. While the Mark Goddard, known for playing Major Don West on the CBS series Lost in Space, died in Hingham, Massachusetts last week. He was 87. Thomas Tommy Gambino, the oldest son of crime family founder Carlo Gambino, has died. He was 94. What else is happening? People reports that Avril Lavigne and Tiger are totally done following an on-again, off-again romance. LeVar Burton will host next month's National Book Awards ceremony. He replaces Drew Barrymore, who was dropped because of a decision to resume taping of her show during the writer's strike. And that former Russian journalist who made headlines last year when she brandished an anti-Ukraine war slogan on state television appears to have been poisoned in France just last week, according to Moscow, sentenced to 8.5 years in prison in absentia for protesting the war. Wow. If Russia won't get you, you turn up poisoned. I'm just saying. Well, that's it right there. That's a wrap right there on your global warming. It was heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And let me slide into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break, because you know I runs on Dunkin'. We'll be at Dunkin' Carmichael this Friday live, getting you running on Dunkin'. And listen, people, let me tell you, it is all about the decadence that is. The strawberry cheesecake latte, you love that? Well, guess what? Now they got the Boston cream latte. That is off the chain good. All right? And get it with a pink donut, because whenever you get a pink donut all month long at Dunkin' Donuts, all right, they're going to donate to Sister to Sister Breast Cancer Group. All right? Help and support to find a cure. You get the strawberry dragon fruit coconut refresher or the strawberry frosted donut in October. And part proceeds will be donated to the Sister to Sister Breast Cancer Support Group. And like I tell you, that Boston cream iced latte is all good. Bold espresso, rich dark chocolate, and sweet vanilla. Definitely off the chain and definitely waiting on you at your favorite Dunkin' Donuts location. Downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale, Burnett Road with the drive-thru, East Street South with the drive-thru, Carmichael, the newest location, and, of course, out at the airport. Pre-clearance, post-clearance, and arrivals. All right. It is, like I said, much to do Monday. The phone lines are open. Here's another one. Naughty, I don't know why you're scratching your head when it comes to Dr. Darvill. He's an aspirin prescription writing doctor. I wouldn't take my cat to him. Ouch. What is it, Naughty? What is it with PLP leaders needing to meet the Pope? They trying to get their soul right. First Perry and crew, now Brave and Co. Interesting. That's true. I think it was more that Brave was thinking, well, Perry had the photo op with the Pope. I need a photo op with the Pope. You know what I mean? I'm just saying. That's my guess. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Naughty, what you don't get is, well, I think you get it, but you're not just coming out and saying it. A lot of people want to see Shane Gibson get the nomination so he could go at Fred Mitchell. There are tons of factions in the PLP that do not like Mr. Mitchell. Boy, you all just bearing your soul today on this show. Mr. Producer, you see this? I mean, it ain't no more icebox. Honeymoon definitely over. Boy, I tell you. If I didn't read it, I wouldn't believe it. This can't be the new day people was backflipping and dollar whining and breakdancing for. Boy, I tell you. I tell you. Anyway, Mr. Producer, let's get to the break and go straight to the news, right? We got time enough for that? Or you need me to pontificate a little more? Because I can, you know. I ain't got no problem with that. But I'm telling you, the fact is that there is definitely division within the PLP party. You cannot hide it. You can't sugarcoat it. The PLP trolls who are invading these chat groups. I mean, come on. Nobody's on that run. On that tired BS. Maybe a dose of objectivity and honesty might work. Where people could understand what's really going on within the inner workings of your party. Because there's obviously a disconnect between Mr. Gibson and leadership. And I would say that because how vocal some people have been. There's only one PLP leader at a time. Why would Mr. Mitchell take that pop shot after Christie made those statements endorsing Mr. Gibson? Mr. Gibson's only applying, as he was invited to do, by the party. PLP's invited to apply for nomination. So that's what he's doing. Seems to me like Mr. Gibson might be some really stiff competition. Obviously, he's impassioned about being reelected. He's motivated. He's carpe diem, seizing the moment, seizing the day. Obviously, you know, he might be a tougher out than they thought. And I'll be honest, for those of you circulating videos saying your vote is up for grabs in this by-election, but you need to be paid for it, y'all need to have several seats, okay? It's folks like you who have bastardized the political process over the years, being so wanton to take a handout and to sell a vote for $100. What that $100 could do for you after it's gone. You got one moment for that $100 and then 5 years of that's who you voted for? Really? So I suggest you have several seats. And why don't you, if you really want your community to flourish and benefit, and you want to pay tribute to the legacy of Mr. Obadiah Hercules Wilsham, who was an impeccable member, according to the testimonies I've heard from constituents living down there, and is fighting hard for folks with his hands being tied by his own party, then you'll elect the best candidate. Okay? That's going to serve that community and get that community where it needs to be. Not the one promising fridge and stove and $100 here and this. No. Vote for the one who listens to your talks and listens to you. Don't have you listen to them. Say, vote for the one who says, I'm listening. What do we need to fix? What do we need to change? Try that. Because MSF throwing out $100 and then they got you for the conk. And I didn't tell you, we got to stop being the conk. We got to take back the mallet and start hitting back. The conk strikes back. Come on, conks, let's do it. And with that, let's go to the break. Texter, use a real donut. Why do you sound like King Kong with that one? Shut up and let's go to the break. Y'all really need to stop your foolishness when you're already, you know. I should just stop reading it, though. I just read it too fast and then I can't shut up, you know.
Seafood is back at KFC. Come aboard for tender southern fried fish fillets or crispy shrimp, all served up with KFC's signature boom boom sauce. For a limited time, enjoy our 9-piece shrimp platter, a 5-piece shrimp and fish combo, or treat yourself to a 3-piece shrimp and chicken combo. KFC has something for every seafood lover. So catch a wave to KFC today. Seafood at KFC Nassau. It's finger licking good.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Too many debt bills? Overdue on loan payments? Improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Shrink your debt payments with a debt consolidation loan and built-in savings that pays you 5% interest. Call 356-7764.
Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you
play Island Games,
we put in Bahamian's voice, guaranteed to pay.
Island Games,
we like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games,
we gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Craving a sandwich that hits all the right spots? Look no further. Introducing Dunkin's newest star, the oven-toasted turkey sandwiches. Made with love and served on toasted sourdough bread, these classics are reinvented with a twist. Sink your teeth into layers of delicious deli turkey, crispy lettuce, and white cheddar. Plus, we've added the perfect kick with smoky bacon and your choice of creamy avocado spread or zesty chipotle sauce. Dunkin's got your sandwich cravings covered all day, every day. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads with Nazi is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, Grand Bahama News, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, and Percy's Island Games.
We're back at you on the Monday, October 16th edition of Talking Heads. We're into the 5 o'clock hour. We're talking sports. We got lots of sports to talk about today, boy. Waiting for Pearly to chime in. Pearly should be chiming in any second, Mr. Producer, so keep an eye out for the Pearl. You know, while we wait on the Pearl, I will go ahead and get into today in sports history, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. But keep an ear out for the Pearl. I'm sure the Pearl will be joining us shortly. But as we do each and every day in the 5 o'clock hour, we set it off with today in sports history, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. And be sure to check out Naughty Johnny's Monday through Friday. Great for lunch and dinner. And then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast starting at 9 a.m. Happy hour every Wednesday and Friday, 5 to 7 at Naughty Johnny's. Always something going on down there. Always good food, always good drinks. Be sure to check them out. Always worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza with Naughty Johnny's. All right, here's what occurred on this day in sports history, October 16th, 1946. Gordie Howe of the Detroit Red Wings played his first NHL game. 1960, the National League voted to admit Houston and New York to the league. It was the first structural change since 1900. 1971, Norm Ullman of the Toronto Maple Leafs recorded his 1,000th point in a 5-3 loss to the New York Rangers. 1972, Joe Namath was on the cover of Time magazine. 1991, Roy Tarpley of the Dallas Mavericks became the seventh player to be banned from the NBA for life under the league's anti-drug agreement. 1992, Magic Johnson played his first professional game since coming out of retirement. 1996, in Guatemala City, at least 84 people died and 147 were injured when a stampede of soccer fans occurred before the 1998 World Cup qualifying matches between Guatemala and Costa Rica. 2003, two NHL games ended in a scoreless tie for the first time since December 30th, 1934. The games were Atlanta at New York, the Rangers, and Philadelphia at San Jose. And the sports quote of the day, people say my ego is grand. I think it's proportionate to me. Wilt Chamberlain, former NBA center. I like that quote there, Wilt. I like it. I like it. I might add it to my collection, for sure. So, Mr. Producer, like I said, keep an eye out for the Pearl. He's zooming in now. We see him connecting. And there we go. Oh, look at that. I hear him.
It's Pearly.
It's Pearlissimo.
I tell you, what's up, dude?
Boy, Pearly, we got a lot of sports to talk today, boy.
Oh, man. I'm still a bit hungover from drinking my champagne yesterday.
But listen, my, what a difference a week makes. But nonetheless, go ahead. You definitely get to kick it off for you and the Dolphin Nation Perfect Record Club. Go ahead. Have your moment. I look forward to it every year. It only took 5 weeks this year, 6 weeks. Normally, some people are running into week 10, week 11, and you get Mercury Morris popping up. Right. Or Mercury Morris telling you, look, man, don't tell me when you're in my town or my city. Call me when you're in my neighborhood on the door ringing my doorbell.
Hey, Mercury has a bottle of Dom Perignon that he's been saving for the longest to give to the team that stays undefeated. I said, Mercury, I called him. I said, Mercury, I don't want you to die before that Dom Perignon is open. You might say, let's send that to me. He said, Pearly, I may have to send it to you next year, but we'll see how it goes.
There you go. But yeah, have your moment, because the only bragging piece that y'all have and that kept you all relevant for all these years, and y'all like to throw like a ninja star in any sports argument, you got it for another year at least, brother. Enjoy it. Go ahead and say it, no, man. I waited for you to say it.
When we win the Super Bowl this year, I have something else to brag about.
Pearly.
When we win the Super Bowl this year, I'll have a lot more to brag about.
Beautiful. I am so glad you said it just like that, because I can play back the tapes right now. Are you saying, when my Dodgers win the World Series this year? So, yep, you kiboshed them and didn't even know it. You that guy in two sports. My God.
Listen to me carefully. Let me tell you what I'm interested in. I'm interested in Stephen A. Smith's top five teams for the week next tomorrow. You can't tell me the Miami in the number one team this week.
I will tell you the number one team, and it's going to piss you off, and Stephen A. is going to do it just to upset you. The Detroit Lions be number one. Detroit will be number one.
You know what? You're the second person to say that.
Even if you want to have a debate over it, because they're deserving to be in the conversation, I can purely say off clickbait alone, they'll get it.
Yeah, I mean, they deserve to be in the conversation. I have no problem with that. But
now, Pearly, let me ask you this. My Cowboys take care of business tonight. Do they creep back in at number five, considering everybody who lost yesterday?
Depends. Well, you got two losses, right?
And now 5-1 is the premium record of choice. It only puts us one game out.
Well, who are you playing tonight again?
The Chargers.
You got to beat them convincingly. You can't put up a 36-32, man.
No, I get you. But if we make a statement tonight, does Dallas get back in the top five conversation? I know we're in the top 10 conversation, but do they get back in the top five?
Miami, Detroit, 49ers, Phillies, Buffalo. They could be in the number five over Buffalo, yeah.
Buffalo need to get the entire heck out of there, and San Francisco and Philly need to drop because both of them lost to lesser opponents, and just the way the Cowboys did when we did it, they're going to come down.
Buffalo only won that game because of poor clock.
Buffalo is fool's gold. I told you all, and Big Chief said at the same time when he called in, Dable was going to carry them to the wall because he knows the system, and that he did. And for one boot,
he said to me yesterday, this is the team that beat Miami? You got to be joking.
Right, and this is the boo-boo and a couple of boo-boo mistakes that cost New York the game last night. They could actually win that game.
They should have won the game. They should have kicked the field goal at the end of the second half. They would have been kicking the field goal to win the game at the end of the game.
And here's something else I want to say. New York, you wasted $40 million a season. You need to keep Danny Dimes on the bench and let Tyrod Taylor run that team. If you're going to predicate that team on defense and running the football and dink and dunk, Tyrod Taylor's your guy.
Yeah, but then when the pressure was on at the end of the game, Tyrod made some really pretty dumb passes.
Yeah, but he didn't get listen up early. He got got midweek reps. If you give Tyrod the opportunity to prep all week long with all the reps and everything, he don't make some of them mistakes.
Yeah, but he's been in the league 10 years, so I hand that. He's been in the league 10 years.
I get you, but
he decided to run the ball with a couple of seconds left in the game. Come on, man. Veterans don't do that kind of thing.
Yeah, the moment might have got him there, but I'm still saying it looked a lot more cohesive than with Danny Dimes at the helm.
I got your point. He sees a veteran quarterback. He demanded control of demanded respect in the huddle, and I thought he did a pretty good job until those couple of bad moves he made at the end of the first half and the end of the game.
But nonetheless, they had some really let down football yesterday, though.
Yeah, yesterday was weird. Man, listen.
The week before was weird, and yesterday was weird.
The 49ers and Phillies and 49ers, I got everything right except those two.
Listen, I can be honest with you. I can be dead honest with you, okay? We talked about the Eagles, and I told you. I said, Purdy, those Eagles miss their coordinators.
You said they're gonna miss
is it not showing today after yesterday that they are missing something?
It's showing, and if Miami second half defense of yesterday played against the Phillies, we can beat them next week.
Listen, I got y'all right now punching them in the mouth. You know why? Their secondary sucks.
Yeah.
For all the money they got there, their secondary sucks.
Well, they got some injuries. They got a couple of injuries now. Let's get them. Let's be fair.
No, Pearly, injuries are part of the game now. I don't hear y'all crying about injuries. Like y'all got five starters out.
There's something I told somebody
next
yesterday.
Next man up.
They keep playing part of the game, but guess what? There's a reason why certain people are starters and others are backups.
No, hey, I get that, but at the end of the day, those are there for backups are paid for a reason. In the day, in case of emergency, break glass. You the next man up.
I hear that, but there's a reason why that next man up ain't starting.
Well, anyway.
And there's a reason why you don't want your certain players to get hurt because that next man can't do the job.
A lot was revealed yesterday, though. A lot was revealed yesterday, though, Pearly. Mm-hmm. It was revealed to me that Philadelphia is not the same team. It was revealed to me that they are quite beatable by my Cowboys if we play up to our standards. They're also a team that could get got by the Redskins the next time they play them. They could get beat by you easily. The Eagles are looking at a stretch now where, hey, listen, buddy, maybe that tush-push offense ain't going to be getting it done. And there's something wrong. Something wrong with Devontae Smith. Notice he was catching a lot of balls to start the season. A.J. Brown went vocal, started moaning and complaining. Now A.J. catching all the balls. Devontae seems disconnected.
I don't know if it's that or I don't know if the play calling.
They messed the coordinator. He used to feed them both last year. Notice we didn't have this problem last year. Both of them went for 1,000 yards. Everybody's happy. Look now. Dallas Goedert is an afterthought compared to what he used to be in that offense. I could tell you from a fantasy perspective because he's been dropped by so many people this year.
Really?
And was such a high pick to begin the year.
Man.
So, there you have it. There's something wrong. There is a disconnect in Philadelphia. There's something bigger to their problems than the 49ers situation. The 49ers situation was threefold. They took Cleveland for light. The bully never likes to get punched back in the mouth, and Cleveland is a bully in their own right with their defense.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the 49ers are used to inflicting pain and not having pain inflicted on them. They got slapped around. Debo went out. Christian McCaffrey went out. Trent Williams is dealing with a high ankle sprain. He came in and played the hero and finished the game, but that's going to be a lingering situation there. They had some more injuries on the other side of the ball. So, you know, now is where you how you balance your team and manage your team health-wise to get you where you need to be. And I think that brings the 49ers back to the pack a little bit. But my overall statement with and I stand by it, Philadelphia is not the same team. Let's go to the phone lines, Pearly. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty.
Hey.
You remember at the beginning of the season I told you you all got to get rid of Dak Prescott?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
And remember at the beginning of the season I told you you need to pay a debt and you still need to come pay it.
Get your shade ready.
All right. But, yeah, we need to get rid of Doc. After tonight, I'll let you know if I agree with you 100% or if I still agree with you 75%.
Okay.
And then we can get rid of McCarthy at the same time, too, because if you got to get rid of Doc, you got to get rid of McCarthy, too.
Doc Prescott. Let him go and win them D-League.
Now, let me ask you a question. What's your take on the Buffalo Bills, man? Are they real or are they fool's gold?
Man, listen, I'm wondering if they was on vacation yesterday.
No, that
was slimy. I shift the channel to them when I look David in the game.
Yeah, they barely scaled out in that one. And that's a big opponent for you guys. That's probably your toughest division opponent right there.
We can take them up when they reach Miami. I ain't worrying about them.
What about the Jets, though? The Jets look like they playing big defense and they ain't scared of big competition.
Yeah, Jets trying.
We still got him or we lost him?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, yeah, you're breaking up for a second. I think that's where the competition in your division can come from, and I think y'all can get through that. And I look at the rest of the AFC. There's a lot of teams you guys could beat. This might be your time to make a run, Dolphin fans, honestly.
So, guys, Kansas City, Buffalo. We got y'all on New Year's, Christmas Eve. I'm worried about that.
Yeah, I know.
Unless y'all change Dak Prescott. Okay?
That's fine.
If y'all keep him, we good with that. I ain't worried with that.
I reserve comment on Christmas Day when I come back roasting them on the plane. But that's fine. That's fine. You can feel that way now. It's all good.
Well, I going over to that, too. I ain't worried with that one.
Oh, you need to be on that flight home, though. Lord Jesus, please.
Absolutely.
Let
that's what I to that
and let him be on the plane, for Christ's sake. Please, God. Please.
Hey, will you say, please?
I can tell you this much. Naughty, Will, I'm telling you now. Listen to me.
What happened
Will
to Pearly?
Tell me on Christmas Day, hey, yo, Pearly, me and MJ can stay here and spend Christmas in Florida. I can talk to you when I reach back now. So he can text me that. Even
Pearly, Pearly, let me tell you something. This is where I'm going to rebuke you in the name of Jesus right now, you stink dolphin pawn scum. Because I'm going by myself. I'm going to cut skin the dolphins, and I'm coming back 6:30 in the morning on Christmas Day.
Why are you coming back? You might as well stay with and lick your wounds.
I don't need to lick my wounds. Listen. See what Pearly didn't tell you is I have three sets of videos from three games with the Cowboys and the Dolphins where I've been, and we've monkey stomped you. So I don't really mind. I'm on a streak right now, and I'm going to have another video when I come back.
Listen, I like the Cowboys.
Go ask my good buddy Ryan Antonio how I did the crew of them the last time the Cowboys and the Dolphins played in Miami.
The Cowboys is a good team. The Cowboys just need a good quarterback. Get rid of Dak Prescott.
We are going to sign Tua in free agency.
What?
We can sign Tua in free agency. We can give him off a sheet.
No, get your eyes off him. No, sir.
Oh, now you love Tua. Now you love Tua.
No, wait. Don't mix it up now. Not y'all, because I was a Tua fan.
No, I know. Let me correct that.
I wasn't a Tua fan. I ain't gonna lie. I wasn't a Tua fan. It's Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill and Waddle and them would make him Tua look good.
I think Flores did not use Tua the right way. Flores basically kept Tua out. Tua was a super quarterback in Alabama. The most accurate passer in college football at that time. They didn't treat him right. They did not treat him right. And he got his coach that will now treat him right.
But Paulie, you must admit, though, that offensive line treating him better this year.
The offensive line is playing better because they got a new offensive line coach. They're playing better. And they're actually playing with two key players out. Connor Williams, who's really has revitalized his career.
Oh, I hate Connor Williams, man. He was garbage in Dallas and come there to South Florida and playing his butt off, mate. Can't stand him.
His butt off, and then Armstead has been out. And so Wynn, who we picked up, is doing a good job. And I forget the guy who's playing in Armstead position. He's doing a decent job as well.
Mm. Yeah, I agree. We're looking good. I got to go, guys. You all have a good one.
All right, man. Be safe. Always a pleasure.
I'll tell you, I said, we now have our coaching staff.
Okay, so before you didn't.
No, Saban. Flores, yeah.
Naughty, I have to agree with Pearly. Flores didn't tailor an offense to suit Tua's skill set. Big up to Chef Karma and the Tropical Gyros crew, as always. But
Hey, Chef.
And of course, you know, we are in the segment of Who's In and Who's Out, all brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. Be sure to check them out at both locations. Mackie and Rosetta, the flagship store, out there at JFK. And guess what, Pearly? I hear next location coming.
Okay, super.
All I can say is my people in City 2000, that's all I can say. I can leave that just like that. That's what my little gyro eating bird told me.
I know who's out, and I would be hoping if Kansas City or our Kansas City Georgia Bulldog fan would call in, because his tight end, All-American Bauer tight end, is out for 6 weeks. Georgia in trouble.
Georgia been looking in trouble the last couple of weeks because the scores are ridiculous.
They won convincingly, but they in trouble. Without Bauer, they in trouble.
I think they're gonna have some issues there, Pearly. I think if they get it done, it's gonna be a really tough dogfight for them to get it done. Because they're getting everybody's A game every week.
Yep. But everybody coming at you. They're not as good as they were last year. They're a good team and they can win it all this year, but they're not as good as they were last year. You can't lose 8 players off your defense and still be a super-duper team. They're a really good team. I really think Michigan is the number one team in the nation, and time will tell on that.
Michigan, you really think Michigan is number one?
Michigan is the most complete team in the nation. Let me rephrase that. They're the most complete team. Now you take it from there how you want to interpret that.
All right, listen. I got a piece lined up right now.
Before you line it up, I just want to say big up to my Bahama beast. John Quell got off last night, 27 points, 8 rebounds. The Liberty won, so now the series is 2-1. We now have a WNBA final series. It's not going to be a sweep.
Thank God for that, because after that 30-point blowout.
And every game that either team has won in double digits. The Liberty beat them by 14 last night. There's been no close games in that. Everybody's been blown off the court.
All right, so keep an eye on that. They might make a run of it after all. I'd like for that to go 7.
I think they will. I think it's going to go 5 games. They're going to go back to Vegas for the final game.
All right. We got a clip coming up real quick right now, Pearly, because we talked about the Eagles. Chris Long has gone on record and saying, don't blame Jalen Hurts for the Eagles' loss yesterday. Well, my brother, that interception late in the game, his third turnover of the day, was that not thrown directly to the cornerback of the Jets?
I think the problem with him
was that not forced. Oh no! Let me just finish 1 second. But was that not forced into coverage? Was that not a bad throw? See, hold on. They threw that to my boy Doc, right? So why are they ain't doing it to Jalen right now? If this was Dak Prescott, they would try to crucify him this Monday morning.
No, no, Dak has been consistently doing that, and that's why Galen has been consistently
Hold on, good. Stop. Purdy, Dak only had an interception problem last year and creeping into that one game against the 49ers. Prior to that, go look at the stats, bro.
Yeah, but Jalen ain't had that last year. So they didn't see that in Jalen. So when they see Dak creep back in this last year, it's coming right back.
Fine, everything cool. I agree to that. But anyway, nonetheless.
That's what you did.
No, and Allen, Josh Allen has 3 turnovers, but he's an elite quarterback?
I think Josh Allen is overrated, and they showed me yesterday.
Garbage.
Mind you, he made some good plays to not get used to get sacked, but 150 times yesterday, but he got away a lot. Oh, man, I'm watching ESPN, and they showed that long run from Tyreek yesterday. Oh, Lord.
At the end of the day, Chris Long can make defense for Jalen Hurts, but he needs to step up and say, I played a bad game. I was part of this loss. The other part and factor into it is the coordinators are no longer there. He misses that offensive coordinator.
I think that's the phone. I think that's the main reason is they're really missing the offensive coordinator.
Big time disconnect.
You see that in his confidence in the field. You see them, instead of him stepping into his passes, he's passing off his heels. That interception, he passed.
Sirianni.
He was almost leaning back. He's trying to do a fadeaway jump shot when he threw that.
Sirianni got a young Mike McCarthy in the making written all over him.
In time.
Because I think he relies way more on them coordinators, and he got buoyed up by his coordinators more than anything else. But anyway, let's go and hear what Howie Long has to say, why we shouldn't blame Jalen Hurts. You Eagle fans, y'all shouldn't say nothing today. Y'all are not the juggernaut y'all think you are. We go into that right now.
What'd you think of that Jets-Eagles game yesterday?
Well, I thought, like, you know, the two undefeateds went down, right? I'm not worried about either team, not any more than I was going in. You know, like, I think the Eagles have been working through things offensively. Lane Johnson injury would be the biggest worry for me. Like, if you came out of this game and said, hey, you lost, but you're getting Lane back soon, great. Now, if you're not getting Lane back soon, that's a bigger problem than anything that happened on the field. And it's a bigger problem than anything in the secondary. You know, secondary has been an issue. I thought those Jets guys, though, stepped up in the back end really well. And I think the biggest thing for me was waking up this morning and reading and listening to people like Jalen Hurts comes up short. Jalen Hurts played bad, this, that, and the third. I'm going to be as honest as I can. I don't think Jalen Hurts played bad until that last pick. I don't know if that's a shock to anybody watching or listening. I don't know what game you were watching. The two picks that were thrown before were not on him. You know, Dallas Goedert got the ball taken off him by Jermaine Johnson, and that's an interception that way. And Jermaine Johnson, again, making a big play, beating Lane's replacement, getting a hand on Jalen's arm, and the ball flutters up in the air. I thought, without the run game going, playing a little bit left-handed, if you just don't have the drops, if you don't have the turnovers, this game's 24-6, 24-9 late, and it would have been a tougher script for the Jets to follow. Having said that, this is the NFL. You make mistakes, mm-hmm. teams like this beat you. And I got to tip my cap to Robert Saleh and to Zach Wilson. I thought Zach Wilson had a really good game relative to my expectation, even with the secondary back there. The throw he made to Garrett Wilson backed up was like a legitimate wow throw. And he avoided the bad wild throws. I think for the Eagles, you got to get healthy and you got to put teams away. You know, you looked at San Francisco in the same vein, not to bleed into another, undefeated loss, but, you know, they had a chance to put that game away. When you're playing a team on the road that you don't think is as good as you, and you got Brandon Ayuk and it's 3rd and 13, the ball hits him in the hands, you got to make that play. If you got McCaffrey out of the backfield and you got a chance to go up a couple scores, you got to do that. If you're the Eagles and you come out of the half and, you know, you turn the ball over before the half, you drop a pass on the plus territory side of things, you end up 3rd and 23, you're going to lose that game. You leave these teams hanging around, you're going to lose these games. So the Eagles did not play well enough to win. I'm not more worried about them than I was, you know, coming into Sunday. And Jalen Hurts, I thought, played fine until that last screw up, which was mental. It reminded me of Lamar's screw up a week ago, where you play good the whole game and then, you know, you throw that pick in the end zone. My biggest issue is being aggressive in that situation on 3rd and 8.
Catch the Rich Eisen Show every single day on the Roku channel, 12 to 3.
Well, Pearly, what do you think? Do you think it's the offensive coordinator, or do you think that there might be some issues with Hurts in that offense right now?
Actually, Hurts did not have a bad game, you know, until the end.
The last pick was horrible. The other two I could live with because Long said, they were tip balls. But that last one was
execution. He was basically on his heels. He wasn't able to follow through with his pass. He wasn't able to step into the pass like he normally does. So I just thought it was a bad pass that he took. Just a bad pass. You know, he was falling back. He was moving back out of the pocket. I just thought it was a bad pass. I don't think he played that bad a game. I think the Jets actually played a really good game.
I think they did too.
Yeah. You could look at it too and say, yeah, the Jets played a good game, but the Jets was missing Bryce Hall and somebody else. They're missing two key players.
Bryce Hall was in that game, bro. He scored a touchdown. What are you talking about?
Who's the key defensive player they got?
Oh, Sauce Gardner.
They missed Sauce Gardner, and they missed the other guy, another player. So the fact is, they missed the two key players from the Jets. They really shouldn't have been. They should have beaten the Jets yesterday.
They should have.
And I kind of wanted them to beat the Jets because I don't want them to try coming to Miami with some hard mouth and sound, you know, with a chip on the shoulder, pissed off, and then we got to punch them in the mouth and really embarrass them.
But listen, the Jets are 3-3. Despite all their woes, they're a very competitive 3-3 team.
Yeah, but kind of to come. More beating to come.
Zach Wilson's starting to get it done, though, Burley. It may not be pretty, but he's starting to get it done.
He's not playing them out of games anymore. No, he's not. He's not. He's not playing them out of games. So we'll see how it goes.
Definitely got to see that work in progress continue. Now, let's just talk about another young quarterback, and obviously on the final 10 today, Colin Cowherd taking us home, and did the Browns unveil the real Brock Purdy? Purdy yesterday, somebody made some good points. You take away his top two offensive weapons, McCaffrey Debo.
You take anybody's top two offensive weapons, I'm going to affect them. If CeeDee Lamb gets hurt, he's not Dak, he'll still be the same quarterback.
Think
if Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle goes out, Tua will still be able to do everything he wants to do?
No.
Okay. When you lose your two of your three best players, that's an issue. But however, the point is, Brock Purdy has never faced adversity. He's never faced where
people punch him in the mouth.
He's always been punching you in the mouth. He's always been beating you. Didn't have to come play from behind.
And here's the interesting stat: what a lot of people don't.
I think he's had less than 2 minutes in his first 10 games of being of trailing. As opposed to trailing in that game for most of the game.
A lot of people don't know this, but Jim Schwartz, the defensive coordinator for the Browns, is 9-1 against Shanahan over the last 10 games, either as a head coach or an assistant.
Listen, there's some people out there, including Shanahan, who believes that Cleveland got, if not the best, the top three defense in the NFL.
It's the best defense in the NFL right now.
Well, they ain't been giving me them. They haven't been giving me them fantasy numbers to show me there's the best defense in the NFL.
That's okay. Outside of them fantasy numbers, in real life, they solid. No joke. They strong.
They're a really good team. They're a really good defensive team. And if the quarterback comes back next week, and if they look, and they could be a team to reckon with that division. Some people are picking them to win that division over Baltimore and Cincinnati.
I don't know if they're there yet because of the quarterback situation again and the fact that Nick Chubb is gone. But if they're healthy, yeah. I agree. If they're completely healthy, yes, I agree that they're in a conversation to win that division. But, you know, I don't touch the Cleveland Browns because 2 years ago I was all in on the Browns and they made me look stupid. So
yep.
I ain't touching the Browns. I need to do the Browns alone. I watch them from a distance. All right, let's get to the break. Flip side of the break. Pearlie and I will be back. We got some picks to do. Obviously, we'll be talking about that Cowboy Charger game tonight. And then, of course, you know, we'll get you to the final 10 with Colin Cowherd taking us home today. Was Brock Purdy really unveiled? Was he really exposed? I still say there was some expose yesterday, Burley. You know, there's a reason why you're taking last in the draft. There's a reason why you're Mr. Irrelevant. Not saying you don't have some potential and some skills that are higher than others in certain categories. But when I hear people already saying after 15 or after 12 games that he's elite, whoa, pump the brakes. Pump the brakes. He didn't look too elite yesterday, right?
Point.
Get a complete body of work in and make your judgment on it. I think he has tremendous potential, especially in that system in San Francisco. But he's not elite yet. You got to go over several obstacles and hurdles to earn that elite status. And part of that is dealing with a tough defense, punching in your mouth, and can you get it done? Some people will say, well, can he get it done? Well, he got him down the field and the kicker missed. But if he was getting it done, that game shouldn't have been close, if you ask me.
Yeah, I agree.
So a lot was revealed yesterday. A lot was revealed. And it'd be very interesting, like you said, to see how they come this week with the rankings. I think it's going to be clickbait-based, and they're going to put Detroit at number one. Just to spark Dolphin Nation getting all fired up. And obviously, you know, other entities.
Stephen A kind of likes Miami. So I think he may just go ahead and slip them as number one and put Detroit as number two.
Stephen A is such a weirdo.
He's such a great person.
Anyway, let's get to the break. All right, it's getting kind of sick.
He came to the game to watch Dallas get beat. He's in L.A. today.
You know, I soon called some of my friends in L.A. I could still do it now and have them go snatch Stephen A, you know. Taking from Mexican food till the game over.
Say, so they're standing next to see it, Stephen A, and he's trying to figure out where all these people come from. Say, hundreds of people are trying to take pictures to see. He thought it was some superstar. He looked and say, man, that's CA, that's SA. SA was getting all kind of pictures. People just flocking him yesterday.
You know what? Let's go to the break. They don't need to be indulging that donut. They don't need to be enabling him.
I know one thing. Notre Dame beat USC. I'm happy.
Yeah, here we go. That Irish foolishness.
I know you can say your Hurricanes didn't do crap, but the punch beat off them yesterday. Saturday.
I knew it was coming after we lost through that game away to Georgia Tech.
I didn't want to talk about that. Let's go to the break. I didn't want to talk about that.
I'm still pissed with them from that. I don't know what you're running on, man. I don't even want to talk about Mario Cristobal. He's a disgrace to the Hurricanes teams that he played on and won national championships with, making decisions like that.
That was stupid.
And we just, you know, I knew a slobber knocker was coming because it was going to be a letdown game. Let's get to the break. Flip side of the break, we got some picks. And we'll be wrapping it up, so keep it right where you got it as the Monday, October 16th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Ready to experience a classic Dunkin' Donut as the ultimate coffee delight? The new Dunkin' Boston Cream Latte is the perfect balance of sweetness and indulgence. Savor freshly brewed bold espresso, creamy milk, rich dark chocolate and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream and drizzled with chocolate. Available hot or iced, the Dunkin' Boston Cream Latte has the taste sensation to make your heart sing. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Flavored Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Flavored Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian spice, guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Juicy fried chicken. Mashed potatoes with hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius. Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with four thighs and four legs, fried to golden perfection, plus four buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius. Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'll be back at you right here on the Monday, October 16th edition of Talking Heads, wrapping things up right now. Pearly, who you like tonight, man?
Who are we looking at?
Well, I mean, we got some NHL games going on for you. And we got Monday Night Football. And we got baseball tonight, too. So who you like? I mean, on the Cowboy Charger game, how you can win some money. You got to tell me who you like. You know, you're just a baseball guy. You should be able to hit me up right now and tell me because your Dodgers, you should be undistracted. You should be over your Dodgers by now. You done said they could break out the checkbook, right? You got Arizona and Thingham later on tonight. Arizona and Philly. Texas spanking up our Houston right now in the fourth, 5-1. We still got Pearly or we lost Pearly? Pearly, you muted yourself, man. Unmute yourself, Pearly. Pearly, you back? You was muted.
Yeah, oh, yeah, something happened. All right. Did you hear anybody picks then?
No, Arizona and Philly tonight. I like Philly. They're a hot team. Arizona's been playing well, but Philly's at home. I'm going to go with Philly in that. Texas is beating up on Houston right now, for sure. And my prediction is a team from the state of Texas will be the American League champion. That's a fair statement. That's a good prediction. You love Pearly? Gone again. Pearly, you're muted again. What's going on, man? Air fryer. Air fryer. Air fryer. That's exactly what it is. All right, here we go. I like Philadelphia over Arizona tonight. And in the football game tonight, Monday Night Football, I like my Dallas Cowboys to get it done. I like them to bounce back tonight with a statement. Obviously, considering the 49ers lost, the Eagles lost, it's a chance for them to get back in the conversation despite, you know, that nanny burger we laid up last week. Gives us an opportunity to get back in the conversation. I think they go on the road to Los Angeles. I think it's an entertaining game. Dan Quinn takes on his old offensive coordinator, Kellen Moore. They used to battle in practice, a battle under the Monday night nights tonight. I like Dak Prescott tonight to have a bounce-back game. I like him to bounce back. The Charger defense is not that good. It's porous. It's allowing 8.3 yards a play. And it's very generous to receivers. So I'm thinking we have a CeeDee Lamb sighting tonight with several receptions, over 100 yards and a touchdown. Dak plays efficiently. The running game shows up. The defense shows up. And I say 27-20 on the road tonight to move to 4-2. We got Pearly back in or is he still muted? Pearly is still muted. Pearly don't even know he muted. We can go to the break and go to Richie Eisen and Pearly still ain't gonna know he muted. Because that's what we about to do, right? Take that second commercial break. And right out of the break, we got Colin Cowherd taking us home, as a matter of fact, today, breaking down the whole Brock Purdy scenario. Hey, now I hear in commercial. We got Pearly back.
Yeah, you got me. Apologize. Yeah, I got a very urgent call I had to take.
Oh, anyhow.
But I gave you my pick.
No, we didn't hear him.
I picked the Cowboys tonight.
Okay. Phillies and the Diamondbacks.
I picked the Phillies over the Diamondbacks tonight.
All right. And then you got the Red Wings in hockey?
I got the Red Wings over the Blue Jackets. I got the Coyotes. And I got the Devils over the Panthers.
That's three good hockey picks right there. I might use them tonight right there with the Island game. Bet it and set it and forget it right there on their sports book.
Go ahead, use them, my brother. You're more than happy
simply
to have them.
Simply log on to the islandgame.com, click on Sportsbook, check out all the ways to play, all the ways to win. And the Island Game always reminds you to bet and play responsibly. We're going to take that second break right now. Flips out of the commercial break. Colin Cowherd taking us home, you know, talking about Zach Wilson and Brock Purdy, two of the young and up-and-coming quarterbacks in the league. Are they elite? Are they legit? Or are they just flash in the pan? That's the ride home, and we'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads. Pearly, I appreciate you. Enjoy your Monday night. Get back to your air fryer. How about them Cowboys?
How about them Cowboys? They better than tonight.
Yes, Jesus.
All right. Later.
Naughty Johnny's Restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's Restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well, what the truth?
With fine style, with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then Fine Threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. Is your place, is your place.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Craving a sandwich that hits all the right spots? Look no further. Introducing Dunkin's newest star, the oven-toasted turkey sandwiches. Made with love and served on toasted sourdough bread, these classics are reinvented with a twist. Sink your teeth into layers of delicious deli turkey, crispy lettuce, and white cheddar. Plus, we've added the perfect kick with smoky bacon and your choice of creamy avocado spread or zesty chipotle sauce. Dunkin's got your sandwich cravings covered all day, every day. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin's.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I thought the San Francisco loss, for a lot of reasons, was about as good a loss as the NFL has. So you come off a wildly emotional, dominating win, you know, right over the Cowboys. And then you go on the road, bad weather, two horrible calls go against you. You've got a seventh-round quarterback against a defense that is not only good. Cleveland's defense has given up the fewest yards through five games since 1971, when you could grab people and injure them and jam them into the AstroTurf. This was a good loss. Debo, Christian McCaffrey were not available when you needed them late. Your O-line couldn't block Cleveland. And here is Brock Purdy, ugly weather, best defense in decades statistically, bad calls. Hey, they were bad. And yet lined up the potential game-winning field goal. If Brady would have, on the final drive, without Gronk and Edelman, driven it down the field in cruddy weather, and his field goal kicker missed a 41-yarder, you'd blame the kicker. But so many people want to be right on Brock Purdy. He's no good. He's great. He's bad. That now this morning it's like, well, where's the W? 41-yard kicks the last decade, 81% go through. I watch quarterbacks, especially young quarterbacks, unravel every Sunday. And they unravel for the same reasons. Their O-line can't block. San Francisco's couldn't. They're missing their stars. McCaffrey, Debo gone. They're on the road. The defense they're facing is better than average. They get a call or two, go against them. That game had unravel written all over it for Brock Purdy. And he didn't. He wasn't great because he's not great. He's good. And that's what I keep saying. He's not even very good. We don't know that. He's good. And that is what Kirk Cousins is and has won playoff games and the division. So again, everybody wants to be right on Brock Purdy. So the Brock Purdy critics, I told you, you tell me, outside of a Mahomes or an Allen or a Burrow or a Lamar, who's going on the road against the best statistical defense since 71, don't have two of your top three stars, off an emotional win, two calls, bad ones go against you, and your O-line cannot block Cleveland, and you had three drop passes, a couple from Brandon Ayuk, really disappointing. So, I mean, my wife says this all the time. It's not about being right or wrong. In life, you're right or you're learning. And I thought yesterday, I learned a lot about Brock Purdy. There were a lot of reasons to unravel. Same reason I've been impressed with C.J. Stroud, but you're talking about calls won't go your way. You don't have McCaffrey and Debo, your two chess pieces? This defense, Niners couldn't block them. Drop passes, bad calls. And instead, you got a 41-yarder to win it on the road in bad weather. Which, in the NFL, 81% of the time, last decade, goes through. So, nobody likes to lose. Nobody goes undefeated since the 72 Dolphins. But I thought overall, that's about as good a loss as you could have in the NFL. All right, the Philadelphia Eagles lost yesterday. Although, let's be honest, last 4 or 5 weeks, as J-Mac often says, they've been playing with their food. Niners have been rolling people. Best roster we've seen in a long time. All right. Philadelphia, this thing was going to happen, so it happened against the Jets. So it should be noted, the Jets are 3-0 when they force three takeaways or more. They're 0-3 when they don't. So what you saw yesterday is not terribly sustainable. Zach Wilson beat Philadelphia with a 73 passer rating. Reality, eventually in an offensive-driven league, you'll have to be better on third down than 18 of 72. The Jets are easily the worst third down team in the league. But passion, defense, takeaways, good coach can win games. The Jets are staying alive without Aaron Rodgers. It is a great story. He's out there, eyeball emojis, look at Aaron doing his thing. It's fun. But you can't win in this league just with defense. You know, I see this all the time with diets. People will do a juice cleanse and they'll lose 8 pounds in 26 hours. But eventually, you'll need a piece of toast. Eventually, you've got to pick up third downs. Eventually, you'll face a really good coach and a quarterback, and it won't be a home game like it is against Philly or against Kansas City. And if they made the playoffs, they wouldn't be at home. This is a great story, and it's great drama, and I think it's a really well-coached team. But defensive players, as you know, statistically get hurt more than offensive players. Jets yesterday missing all their corners. I like the story of the Jets, and I've had a juice cleanse once too. But eventually I went back to pizza, a beer, and carbs. Not all wins are sustainable. The Jets make life very, very difficult for quarterbacks. We've seen teams like this. And the fact that they're missing corners and still good is a testament to somebody who I have defended on this show over and over. I always say, when it comes to coaches, even if you're not winning, is your side of the ball tight? Is your side of the ball dynamic? Yes, it is with the Jets. And Robert Saleh deserves a ton of credit. And Philadelphia, unlike the Niners, they've been screwing around for weeks. I don't think Philadelphia can find their identity. I just think they're really talented. But I still believe they are missing Shane Steichen, the offensive coordinator. They're just off. Now, last year, we talked about this in the summer. Philadelphia last year got a lot of big leads. They had a great coordinator. Playing from ahead by two touchdowns is different than last night. So Jalen Hurts has predictably pulled back a little. Philadelphia is still loaded, probably second in the league to San Francisco in roster architecture, top to bottom. But I don't think this is terribly sustainable. It's just a great Sunday. It's just a great Sunday. It's a lot of fun. I don't know if they embarrassed Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes eventually took the ball for 7 minutes, toyed with your defense, and won the game. So I don't know if you embarrassed Patrick Mahomes. But the point is, a lot of pride, a lot of passion, a lot of takeaways, a lot of defense. You're not going to win a lot of games when it matters in December and January with a 73 passer rating from your quarterback. I don't think it's terribly sustainable. And that, in this league, is what it's all about. We saw USC this weekend. Flashy, flashy, flashy. Not sustainable. At some point, you have to run the football. Colorado football. Flashy, flashy, flashy. Not sustainable. You got to get a pass rush. So Zach Wilson this season is 31st or 32nd or 33rd in completion, touchdown interception, passer rating. Also, again, defensive players on average in the NFL get hurt more than offensive players. So relying on a relentless defense week after week is just not something we've seen happen in this league a lot. Think how good the Niners defense has been year after year after year. Like, Hall of Fame good. And they have struggled to close out seasons, losing at the end, winning in the early, in the middle. Hi, everybody. Thanks for watching. Subscribe here to get the latest from the show. Also, be sure to check out more of the best clips from The Herd or go watch a few segments from other shows on FS1.